There's no denying the heat of resentment that prodded America's colonial rebellion to its ultimate break with British rule and the formation of a new system of governance controlled and administered by an elected body of its citizens. In retrospect, though, with the passage of several centuries for calmer contemplation, this should not condemn every aspect of the British system to infamy and avoidance. In fact, a thorough study of our current system of governance shows it lacking a mode of service not completely available within our three traditional branches of government into which it's divided. Closer scrutiny reveals a glaring need for its addition. A management branch could re-revolutionize our current system of three governmental branches, all of which are held hostage to the insidious influence of a continuous cycle of elective politics. What our system lacks and desperately needs is a management branch of professional civil servants whose sole responsibility is to make sure that the regulations, programs, dictates, and activities initiated by each of the three constitutional branches are effectively carried out and maintained outside the political pressures of patrons, partisans, or tenures. In 55 years of state government and public interest service, this commentator has had the unhappy experience of witnessing the failure of countless programs and policies initiated by one administration and stymied by another. The installation of a permanent force of management professionals, unaffected by political permeations and pretexts of any sort, to modulate and manipulate programs and policies of the executive, legislative, and judicial branches into meaningful existence, an interpretation outside the influence of any political presentment would transform their intent into valued vehicles of citizen service that countless measures still lack. This is a feature of the British governmental system from which we and our posterity could well and happily profit. For the sake of our future as a people's republic and the health and prosperity of generations to come, we must drain the poison of political pressure from the arteries of our system of governance. A professional management branch, free of political connections and considerations, is needed more